This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome in studio David Cishan. David's been with us quite a bit this year, and you can check out his website at cishanfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. They're with a householder group, and David offers a free consultation. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but his number is 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. And with that, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Scott. Thanks to be.
Great to see you. Great to see you. And finishing up our hunting seasons here a little bit. Glad you had some luck.
Yes, we did. Thank you.
That's a good deal. Again, you can check out their website at cishanfinancialservices.com. And we're going to talk about today in our first segment here about a topic called longevity risk and retirement income. And I guess, you know, when it comes to planning all this out, man, when you really look at it, and I was talking to some people while we were hunting this last week about just how long people are living. I mean, there was one guy, there was 89, you know, and I have to figure at 60, he probably didn't figure he would be hunting at 89, you know.
Probably not.
And living.
Yep.
I mean, because a lot of his other friends maybe have passed away or whatever. So that's really what it boils down to at first, is just figuring out the length of time you can keep some money coming in.
Well, that's the key, is keeping money coming in. The biggest risk that retirees face, that we all face, is longevity risk. We don't know, for the most part, how long we're going to need this money. And when I first started my business, we would plan for people retiring and living to about 72. Hmm. And then it became 80, and then it became on and on and on. And now, because roughly a married couple at 65 has approximately a one-third chance one of them will make it to 95. So we really have to plan for people to live to 95 and even beyond. And we've never had people over 100 as far as clients, but we got a half a dozen of them.
Right.
Never thought in my mind that would ever happen.
Right.
And two of them drive.
Oh, wow. You tell them to let you know so you can get parked before they come in and move your car away a little? Yeah. And, you know, I think so many times people just hope things will kind of work out at some point. And I heard a coach say the other day, he said, hope is not a strategy.
That's right.
That's right. Pretty good statement.
It's a pretty good statement.
You got to have a plan.
You got to have a plan. You got to understand it, and you got to revisit it, because nothing stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
The economies are changing, your own particular life changes as time goes on. So longevity really is the biggest risk people face. If you knew for some reason that you had a terminal illness and it was going to take you within 2 years, it becomes a non-problem.
Right.
All right, but we don't know that, and for most people. And so we got to plan down the road, because we got to make sure that we have enough, I call it guaranteed income, to cover whatever monthly expenses we think we need, okay? Some people want 100% of their basic monthly expenses covered under some type of guaranteed income. And guaranteed income takes the form of, you know, like Social Security,
mm-hmm.
maybe a pension if they're lucky, and or you can have some form of an annuity to help provide that guarantee income, so you know every month on that same day those checks come in. And then what we have to look at, because every survey that's out there says the number one concern that retirees have is running out of money. The number one, by far.
Right.
So we've got to be able to make sure that in the foundation of their house, they have enough of this guaranteed income so they can make retirement much less aggravating, much less frustrating. And if they do that, and if they can do that, then retirement becomes pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people that'll come in, and they're so concerned that their monies are in the stock market, maybe 100%, They're worried about oil going up or down, or IBM going up or down, or the real estate market going up and down. They're constantly concerned.
Sure.
Hard way to live when you think that you're going to live in retirement. You could live in retirement 30, 35, 40 years. You know, so focusing on longevity and addressing that issue the best way possible takes care of the biggest concern for retirees.
A lot of times it's hard to get the, we'll call it the millennial age right now, to think long term, because it was hard for you and I to think about long term back in the day. So what would be the ideal age, would you say? Hey, if you're listening out there, I mean, is it as soon as possible, no matter what age you are, or 30 or 40? What is a good age to really get to try to get a handle on this?
You know, what we see a lot of is parents suggesting to their kids to do something about it now.
Mm-hmm.
It could mean at 25, it could mean at 30. It really doesn't matter. The sooner the better really is the answer.
Right.
And even if it's a small amount of money, even if it's $25 a week, putting it somewhere that has the opportunity to grow. And of course, at that age, we don't have to worry about big ups and downs in the market because we got plenty of time,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's going to come back, and it's going to work, and it's going to put some assets on your side of the table. So the sooner, the better, always is. And you just can't get around it.
Right.
Because compounding interest makes a huge difference.
What would you say are some of the retirement risks that retirees are facing today?
Well, first of all, again, it's longevity risk is the first one. And then there's stock market risk. Okay, if you have a lot of money in the stock market and you're 70 years old, you may not have the time to recover if the market really does something like in 2008 or
right.
2002. So that's a big risk. And then people have to realize that there's certain deals that they can do and protection that they can incur. But we have also, I call it the silent embezzler, which is inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, inflation for a year or two is no big deal. But over time, it just eats at that income. And what can it buy, okay, over time? If you have 3% inflation and you need $5,000 a month to live on, in 10 years, you'll need $7,500. Thereabouts.
Right.
And every year it just keeps going up and up. So inflation is the silent embezzler. It takes away your purchasing power. So we have to address that somehow. Okay. And that's a big concern for a lot of folks. And it has been for many, many years. It just doesn't go away.
Do you find, and you do a complimentary kind of a second look at things for people, if you know, maybe they've been somewhere for a while and just want to get a second set of eyes on it, so to speak. Do you find a lot of times the strategy that maybe was put in place for them from somewhere else wasn't diverse enough?
Well, you know, it kind of boils down to changing times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing is in concrete forever. Personal circumstances change. The tools we have change. The types of investments that we can make change. So what I see a lot of is a lot of people have things that when they come in, and really, they don't have bad things.
Right.
They just have things that maybe need an adjustment, an enhancement, all right, a step up somehow, some way. And with the tools that are available in today's world, there's no reason to expose one's assets to full market volatility.
Mm-hmm.
And being worried that if this market falls apart, my income is going to get hammered. You don't have to be placed in that situation anymore.
Right.
So looking at, on an ongoing basis, things are always changing. For example, 3 years ago, the government came out with this new tool that we could use for required minimum distributions. As you know, retirees, once they get to be 70 and a half, if they've had an IRA or other retirement program, they got to start taking distributions. They made a contract with the devil, Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam said, put the money away, let it grow tax deferred, and when you take it out, then we're going to tax you. But if you don't start taking it out by 70 and a half, we're going to force you. So you're going to start taking this RMD out, and every year, the percentage drops, which means you have to take more out, okay, because the government wants to get their taxes. Well, they passed a law about 3 years ago that said, if you don't want to take all of your required minimum distributions again or now, you don't have to. You can defer them, and you can defer them out to age 85 if you wish. And when I talk to people, when we do our classes at Arapahoe Community College, or we do our seminars, and I ask people, have you heard of this new law? No one does. Mm-hmm. No one ever raised their hands. It's 3 years. And basically what it is, it's called QLAC. And it's QLAC. And it's Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. And the federal government said that if you want to postpone some of your required minimum distributions on some of your assets, you can through this tool. And you can defer 25% of your retirement assets up to a maximum of $130,000 this year. Last year was $125,000. This year is $130,000. It's one-time shot. But when you put that money in, and you can put it in as early as 55, but when you take that chunk away, it saves you about $5,000 in distributions. It maybe saves you $1,000, $1,200 in federal income tax.
Gotcha.
But they will tell you today, because it's the only way you can do it, is with this special annuity the government has. And kind of like reminds me of Social Security. Once you get your check, it just keeps coming. Well, here, they tell you today, based on when you want to start this income under the QLAC, precisely what you're going to get in dollars and cents. It's actuarially determined. And just as an example, someone who's 55 puts in a QLAC for $125,000. This was last year. At age 85, we'd get over $4,000 a month for as long as he and his wife lived.
Wow.
$4,000 a month. Now, we see them all and from different ages. Some might want to start at 76, and some want to start at 75, and some 80, or whatever. And you can change that start date once, government says. But the fact of the matter is, I can't find an investment that can match the income that they guarantee coming out of this QLAC, no matter what age. I can't find an investment that can match that kind of return on a guaranteed basis.
Right.
Because it's absolutely guaranteed.
Sure. Again, David C. Sean is our guest. CSHonFinancialServices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, FinancialServices.com, 720-482-1917. And they're with the Householder Group. You know, education is a big part of what you do, and you love to do.
Yeah.
Just about a minute left here, but what would you, I mean, describe kind of the people that come to these seminars. I mean, do you find they come because they've just are curious about some things, or they're just confused about some things, or a little bit of everything?
Well, I guess it's a little bit of everything. And the feedback that we get, a couple of reasons that people want to come. They see something in the invitation that strikes their interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the seminars that are run out there, from what they tell me, are product-oriented seminars. Ours are problem-solving seminars. There's no products. It's what are the problems people face? What options can you should be looking at, for example? And we're trying to provide them with answers to problems that they have in the back of their mind. All right. So people will come in looking for that kind of thing. And every once in a while, there's someone comes in that just needs to have something to eat.
Yeah, sure. You've fed a lot of people, haven't you?
Well, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's good. Now, most of the people really get some information, and they're happy, especially when they hear things that we present that people haven't heard other places.
Right. And I think, too, a lot of times people will talk to neighbors or friends that are that retirement age or have applied for Social Security, and then they try to educate their friend on what they did, so then the friend thinks that's what they should do, and everybody's situation's different, right?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, there's a ton of information out there. And it's always an attempt to help people understand things better. But unless you truly understand something and are comfortable with it, you make more mistakes than you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And getting it from friends and neighbors who give you half the paragraph or only part of the sentence can be dangerous.
Sure.
And we see that a lot.
Absolutely. Well, David, thanks so much. Great information.
Thank you.
Again, check out their website at cshawnfinancialservices.com, 720-482-1917. When you call, mention you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. And it is a free consultation, and whether that be for an initial consultation or you just would just like to get a second look, they will help you out. 720-482-1917. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio with us our realtor. That is Pamela Meyer, Denver Home Navigators. You can check out her website, denverhomenavigators.com, and her number, 303-506-0106. Pamela, how are you?
I'm doing well.
It's great to see you. So let's talk about our market here for a little bit. Before we know it here, it's the end of the year. How's it changed from when we started the year and talking about it?
It certainly has slowed a hair. It's not quite the feeding frenzy that it was. It's still a seller's market. But what we've seen is, and this is not surprising because in general, both the media and sellers are about 6 months behind what really is going on when you're in the trenches. So we have seen for at least the last 7 weeks about 28 to 30% of the whole market of active listings in the metro area reduce their prices. And people are like, what the heck? Well, it's a combination of people got greedy. You know, sellers kind of went, hey, my neighbor listed their house at this. I want $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 more. And for a period of time, you could almost pull it off. because it was just such a nightmare, that has pulled back. So you're not necessarily getting multiple offers the first 2 days on the market. A reminder that normal, which we have not seen in a number of years, days on market is about 91. I know people are horrified at that,
yeah,
but that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're used to 91 being the number of offers.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So we've seen a little softening. We've seen price reductions. We've seen an increase on days on market. It doesn't mean, you know, the sky is falling. It just means we're slowing just a hair. So instead of going up 10% for the year, we might be only up 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the National Association of Realtors, like since the early 80s, has tracked and on a graph, normal anticipated appreciation would be 4% a year. So we're still above that.
Right.
So really everything's fine.
Right.
It's that, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. No, it's not. But as agents and professionals, it's up to us to counsel our sellers about what reality is. Don't anticipate, you know, don't get freaked out if we don't get 10 offers this first weekend. It's okay. I had a seller just the other day who was like, well, I was kind of disappointed in the showings. I'm like, well, actually, I was pretty pleased with them considering your price range, location, and the product that you have.
Right.
So, and I said, and here's why. And so, you know, once I explained it to her, she understood and she's not freaking out, but it was still, you know, you hear on the news and you listen to the stuff and you think, my house should be flooded with people.
Right.
I have to leave town for the weekend. Well, you know what? In the heat of it all, that's exactly what people did because it was so busy. You know, 45, 50, 80 showings in a weekend. That's not normal.
Sure. So let's talk about the topic, you know, mm-hmm. to sell or not to sell. How do most people go about, you know, figuring out, hey, I'm just ready to sell, unless something's pushing them with a family matter or something
right.
like that.
But, you know, I think people have a tendency to sell around various milestones.
Right.
Getting married, getting divorced, having children leave, moving to be near grandchildren. Well, you know, all of that. Hopefully not a health issue, but sometimes we see that too. So really weighing the pros and cons. Some people are just like, I'm done with the big house. Some people say, I need a bigger house. Some people, once they have kids, they're like, well, not only do we want a house and we want to move into this particular school district. So lots of situations. Rarely is it just, hey, I'm going to go ahead and sell because my house has gone up in value so much. Because you really have to consider, okay, where are you going to live?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to move out and buy something else, well, what is that thing? And how much more are you going to have to pay for it? So it really is, first of all, get a, you know, all of those are personal decisions.
Sure.
I can't make those for you. And be ready for, try to decide a little bit in advance so that you don't feel like, I mean, I've had people come to me and go, we think we found a house we want to see and buy, and then we put our house on the market like right then. Now, I've had right. some sellers whose homes show, they are show ready and they live in them.
Mm-hmm.
My house does not look like that.
Right.
I would need some preparation time.
Sure.
And most people do. So if you can at least talk to me, let's kind of get prepped. Then we go look. And then you really are in a position like we could pull the trigger, get the photos done, get it on the market like pronto mm-hmm. if we find something that makes you want to move.
Right.
I don't want anybody to be homeless. So we have that discussion going in. What options do you have? In fact, if your house did sell in a weekend, and what I mean by sell, it would go under contract. It would still be 30 to 45 days most of the time before you'd actually move. But some people are very surprised when their home sells quickly. And quite frankly, just as an aside, almost every seller in my career has said, do you think we underpriced it?
When it sells quickly.
When it sells quickly. Right. And the answer is no, we priced it right, mm-hmm. which is why it sold quickly.
Right. So once you decide to sell, I mean, mm-hmm. I think the first step in that is, you know, getting you and, you know, because mm-hmm. all the other things we're going to talk about kind of falls under that, you know. And so, I mean, it really is key. And, you know, and I understand sometimes there's people that have relative, just about everybody has a relative of some down the family tree somewhere.
That's licensed.
That's licensed, okay. But is that necessarily the best choice to have, you know, a relative do this for you? Because, I don't know, if they don't do it every day, 24/7, I don't know. I mean, would you go to a doctor that did two or three surgeries of
a year?
What you're doing a year? No.
I mean, well, you know, that is a big factor.
Yeah.
I think it is important to have someone. I mean, you can be a real estate agent and you can choose to specialize in working with buyers or choose to specialize in working with sellers. I do both. But marketing and negotiation on the selling side is where my passion is, because then that helps my seller get where they want to go. And the thing of it is, yes, everybody has a relative in the business or has a license. There are a couple of trains of thought. Okay, so they may give you a deal. And how hard do you work when you feel like you're working for free would be my first question. And the second question I have is what is their experience? You're entrusting what for most of us is our singular largest asset to somebody who does it on the side, who does it some of the time. I'm not seeking medical care for that. Mm-hmm. So that's a big piece. What is their production? How many homes do they sell a year? How into it are they? How much experience do they have in your neighborhood? Now that cuts both ways. I can list property in any neighborhood and still gain access to the critical data that is needed.
Sure.
But do I know what Joe and Susie had done to their basement? Not unless there are photos in the MLS if it sold last year. Mm-hmm. You know. So you, as the person who lives in the neighborhood, you've been in there. I do go into the properties that are for sale in the neighborhood to help my sellers to bring them back information to say, okay, I know you thought you wanted to price it right in here. Let me bring you this additional data and let's, you know, you get to decide it's your house,
right?
But let's put ourselves in the buyer position so that you can see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do it and you have to be in the market and you have to, in my opinion, be doing it as a regular part of your day.
Right. And then you got to wonder, you know, is that relative realtor going to be honest with you when you say, okay, what should we list it at? You know,
right.
Are they going to have, you know, the guts, so to speak, to tell you
the truth?
You know what? Here's what you need. Here's where you need to be.
Well, and I have a niece who, in fact, would never use me. And the reason she won't is because she had a friend help her, and they went sideways. Things went sideways. She got mad, and she goes, I'll be darned if I'm going to jeopardize my relationship with my aunt because I'm mad about something.
Right.
And I've had other people do it. So I personally have never represented a family member in my career.
Sure. Well, that's why you talk to them all.
It's okay.
You?
I talk to them all the time.
Right. So real quick, man, time goes so fast here. But, you know, so deciding what the home is worth, mm-hmm. You know, again, this is why you got to pick that right realtor, because you're going to help with this, but getting it ready for showings. And we've talked about staging,
yep,
and all the different things, and that's part of your service.
It is. Not only do I have a stager who comes in at my expense to help you really kind of almost like remove some of your fingerprints. That does not mean you need to denude your walls of every personal photograph. Don't do that. Let my stager come in and say, this works here. Let's take this down. Let's put that over there instead. Let's move the couch just this little bit, because all of it is designed to help someone else feel welcome.
Right.
And put them in a position where they can kind of see themselves in this home. Because you don't want it to look like your home anymore, because you're done with this home. You're going to move.
Sure. So you would want my 40 taxidermy animals off the wall?
I think they'd have to go.
Okay. So getting your home ready for showing, and again, all this falls under, you know, choosing that right realtor, which, again, we highly recommend Pamela. And, again, her number is 303-506-0106. And then, you know, the contract negotiations, picking that person again that does this all the time, you know, are they a good negotiator? Do they know when to negotiate? Because sometimes if, you know, it's that relative again, and I just know this happens so much. That's why I keep harping on this. But if it's that relative again, you know, are they really going to look out for your, you know, best interest with the business mind?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're my client right now. You're not my niece.
Right.
I think the negotiation piece is key. Number one, as an agent, I'm not party to the contract. It is up to me to be the calmest person in the room. Doesn't matter what, how upset my seller is. I don't go to the other agent and go, wah, 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 wah. It's not my place. Mm-hmm. The name of the game is we have a willing buyer and a willing seller. Let's keep them talking. Sometimes they can work it out. Sometimes there are things that make it untenable. But generally, if you have a motivated buyer and a motivated seller, there's compromises to be made along the way.
Sure.
And it can be done. And it's up to us as the agents to be the calmest voice in the room and not us
right.
get into it.
Sure.
It's just not necessary.
And then, of course, all the things you got to prepare for closing, getting all that.
I help
sure
organize all that.
Good.
I let you know what you have to pay attention to, when you have to pay attention to it, where you need to show up, all of it, so that you don't have to manage all those dates.
Well, good. Pamela, thank you so much. Always good information. Again,
you.
Pamela Meyer, Denver Home Navigators, denverhomenavigators.com. Her number, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. This is Haystack Help Radio.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have in studio Steve Hurley, and you've heard Steve on a few shows here in recent weeks. And Steve is our reverse mortgage specialist with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach him at 720-895-0500. Again, that's 720-895-0500. And Affordable Interest Mortgage is located right here in the Greenwood Village area, Centennial, I guess, to be proper. So, Steve, thanks for being with us again.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, you see a lot of TV ads, newspaper ads, you see things about reverse mortgages, and a lot of people have questions about them, you know, and I think there's so many times that, quote, financial people that don't do them or don't understand them are the ones that talk the most negative about them because they don't understand them. What are some of the kind of top questions? Somebody calls you, you walk into their home or they walk into your office. What are those first few questions that you have to dispel those myths about?
Well, almost always it's somebody has heard something really awful about a reverse mortgage. Well, I heard that so-and-so down the street lost their home and they had a reverse mortgage. And I said, well, can you give me a little detail so I can understand how to respond to that? And he says, well, you know, somebody went into assisted living. It's my understanding that the wife lost the home. Well, I said, okay, well, let me back up just a second here. Because here's normally what happens in that event. One, the wife is not on the, was not originally put on the loan. Two, the wife was not really involved in understanding what the loan was, that, oh, there were responsibilities associated with a reverse mortgage. Just like if you own your home free and clear,
right,
you still have to pay your taxes, insurance. You still have to pay your insurance, and if there's an HOA, you still have to pay your HOA. Well, the other thing is that because that her spouse went into assisted living, some of the income that would have been that would have gone to the house is going into the assisted living community, so they don't have the funds. Could they have done something about it? Well, yeah, they could have, but obviously at this point it was too late. And some of those options, just briefly, might be if they already have a reverse mortgage and the main breadwinner so is no longer with them, i.e. they've passed or they've gone into an assisted living facility, there is the opportunity, assuming that the spouse that's still in the home is at least 62 years of age, and at this point is probably well into their 70s.
Right.
But they could, in fact, do a reverse-to-reverse, or it's legally referred to as a heckam-to-heckam. And people say, well, what's a heckam? Well, a heckam is nothing other than a home equity conversion mortgage.
Okay.
And they can still do that, all things being equal, depending upon the type of loan they had before. But there has to be a defined benefit for them to do that, i.e. it's got to exceed 5 times the cost of doing the loan for it to even be approved to do another reverse. And I did a reverse last year for a lady. Actually, it was almost 2 years ago now. That had a reverse. First time we tried to do it, we couldn't because there wasn't enough value in the home.
Okay.
Well, with the advent of the increase of home values, not only was I able to, and oh, by the way, she was on a monthly stipend from her reverse mortgage. Mm. She couldn't lose that. I mean, I could have given her a reverse mortgage before, but she would have lost those funds. So
gotcha.
What would have been the benefit?
Sure.
So not only was I able to now do that loan, I increased her monthly by almost $150 a month.
Mm.
Well, when you're on a fixed income and it's Social Security only as a single woman,
sure.
Oh, my goodness.
$150
$150 becomes significant.
Yeah.
And not only that, I was able to give her $10,000 at close so she could have some required work that she really wanted to get done on her home.
Gotcha.
So,
Steve, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that I got a little off track, but that's not uncommon for me to have those kind of conversations.
Sure. Steve Hurley is our guest. Once again, he is our reverse mortgage specialist. He's with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And if you have questions or would like to meet with Steve, and you know, if the need is for him to come to you, he'll be happy to do that. You can reach him at 720-895-0500. So once people understand what a reverse mortgage is, then what are some of the reasons? I mean, when should someone look into it?
Well, hopefully before there's a real need.
Right.
If they want to become educated to the point of making a decision in the future that says, yeah, this is going to work for me, then they need to do their homework up front.
Sure. And it's never too early to do that.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
No, actually, I've had children of seniors contact me and say, you know, we really want to know a little bit more about this because our parents are getting up in age, mm-hmm. and perhaps this might be something that they want to look at in the future. Fine, we can do that. So people by and large do not call me out of curiosity. They call me because they already have a need.
Right.
I also get a fair number of calls these days with people that have 401ks and various retirement instruments that they're looking at, and all of a sudden they're finding out that even with good planning and even as strong as the market has been lately, that they're getting to the point where now as they retire, they're going to have to start taking those funds out.
Mm-hmm.
Their financial planner, by and large, would probably not want them to do that if at all possible.
Sure.
So then what happens is they say, okay, well, look, I've got this $1,000 a month house payment. That's just my principal and interest payment. Wow, I can put that back into my liquidity, if you will, and mm-hmm. be able to use the LIP. And that way my 401k can continue growing.
Sure.
Well, you know, if that's growing, you're happy, your financial planner's happy, and your family's happy because you're taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to worry about, hopefully, they're not have to worry about you in the future.
Right. Can you buy a home with a reverse mortgage?
You certainly can. And it's not commonly known that you can do that. But with the advent of downsizing, because older folks like to be near their kids. And,
sure.
Well, really, they like to be near their grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know,
you're right.
But anyway, they want to be able to live closer to their grandchildren. And if they have enough equity in their home, either because, one, they could get a reverse mortgage, or if it's valued in such a manner that they've got a couple hundred thousand dollars or even $100,000 or $150,000, all of a sudden, you got $150,000, and if all the numbers work out, now you're buying a $300,000 or $400,000 townhome, mm-hmm. or just a smaller home. You know, you can do that, and the good news is you still don't have any mortgage payments.
Right.
Principal and interest are gone. All you have to do is pay those taxes and insurance, those required fees.
Sure.
Most realtors are not comfortable with the reverse mortgage or the reverse purchase either, but with a little education, they will be.
Sure.
You know, and they'll find out, oh, we can really do this? Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a used home. It can be a new home.
Mm-hmm. So if there's any realtors out there that maybe say, you know what, I really don't even know a lot about these because I normally don't do them, it
sure.
wouldn't hurt them to give you a call.
No, and I would welcome the call.
Okay.
I do have a couple of realtors that I do work with. It doesn't come up very often, but it should.
Sure.
Because there's really a lot that it can do to help the senior.
Right. So let's talk about the qualifications real quick. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Let's talk
okay.
about the qualifications.
Well, those qualifications have changed as a result of the advent of a thing called financial assessment. And it simply means that you cannot avoid your financial obligations without there being some consequences of doing so. And even if you have more than enough equity, the one thing that we need to do is we have to pull credit. We see that there's some credit issues on there. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to the lender, mm-hmm. because then the lender starts looking at a thing called a life expectancy set-aside. That's referred to as a LESA. With that life expectancy set-aside, let's say that they were going to be able to get, as an example, $100,000. Well, the youngest borrowers in their mid-60s, they're going to be looking at about 15 to 18 years of life expectancy set-aside, which covers the taxes and the insurance. True enough, that's taken care of then by the lender, but that's your money that you had to take away from what was available to you to go into that set-aside.
Right.
So instead of getting that 100, in case you wanted the 100, mm-hmm. maybe you're only going to walk away with 60.
Sure.
Or 70.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So financial assessment has been one of those things that we've had to get used to. We have to educate our clients to that so that they'll know. I just recently had to turn a couple down because they had more than enough equity, but they had no money left. And, well, they had enough equity to do the loan, but they didn't have enough equity to pay the life expectancy set aside.
Sure.
So I was unable to get them a lender. Right. And by the way, I sent that to 3 different lenders.
Right. Again, Steve will do his very best to help you. And as we mentioned, it's never too early to start that process, you know, where they can, maybe there are some credit issues that you could work on for a little bit, and then that would make everything ready when the timing is right. But whatever your need may be, give Steve a call. Just see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Again, you can reach him at 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Steve, thank you very much, sir.
You're quite welcome.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have John Hinkle with us, Online Trading Academy. And Online Trading Academy is one of the first companies that came on with us with Haystack Help back in 2009. So, again, these folks have been doing it the right way for all of these years. And they are the largest financial educator in the country. And with that, welcome, John, back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to be here, Scott.
You know, when we talk about all these different centers that you have, this is a great advantage to me for students, because if they relocate somewhere, move somewhere, when they want to get back in maybe with some more training and stuff, pretty good chance there's a center fairly good travel to them.
Yeah, one of the great things that about the Academy is we've got campuses all over the world, more than 40 of them, I think 42 at last count. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's right. And really all over the U.S. and throughout the English-speaking world. So, and we have students that, you know, that move to other locations. You know, we're in a mobile society, so one of the great things about the Academy is wherever you go, you know, there's usually an academy nearby that can further your education.
Right. You know, it's been a while since we kind of reset who you are and your professional background in this. So take just a minute and tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, before I started running the Denver branch of the Academy, I spent 25 years as a professional trader. I spent 15 years on the Chicago Board Options Exchange trading for myself, buying low and selling high every day. You know, and then I spent, after that, I spent 10 years at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the largest futures exchange in the world, trading electronic futures for myself in my account. And, you know, one of those things that happens as you age. When I turned 50, I knew I wanted to do something else, and I wanted to get back out west. I grew up in Arizona, so I wanted to get out west where there's a little sunnier than Chicago. And for the last 6 years, I've been teaching people at the Academy, or running the Denver branch of the Online Trading Academy, teaching people how to trade and invest.
Right. And we've mentioned this before, but don't be fooled by the name Online Trading Academy. Tell us a little bit about the campus.
Yeah, we've got a great campus right here just north of the Denver Tech Center. We've got three classrooms where we teach people how to trade and invest using a highly precise patented method.
Okay. Now, I think the thing that scares most people when you talk about stock market is just the volatility. I mean, things go up and down, and you hear of some of the really rich guys losing just, in Texas, we would say, boatloads of money in an hour or two, you know. And so, I mean, Warren Buffett the other day, I saw him doing some stuff. So tell us how you guys look at the market.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that we kind of reduced the markets to the simplest component. We're concerned with price action, because that's something knowable. That's something in front of you. You can see if you can read a chart, we can teach you how to trade, as one of our instructors like to say. We tend to filter out the news. A lot of times, the news has people doing the exact wrong thing at the mm-hmm. wrong time, and we want to look at actually price action. So we'll teach our students to look at the markets a lot differently probably than they have. We're not chasing the hot tips from your neighbor or the hot tips that you see on any of the financial news networks. We're interested in having a very grounded approach to looking at the market.
All right. Again, John Hinkle is our guest. Online Trading Academy is the company. You can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. And John does this for us every once in a while, but talk to him a little bit before this segment here. And tell us about this half-day class that you have and what you're going to do for us.
Yeah, well, it's really a great class. It's an opportunity to really learn about the markets, you know, from the ground up, why the market goes up, why it goes down. We're going to show you during that class how to make more money with less risk. We're also going to give you a step-by-step process you can take to really make the market work for you.
Right. And, you know, I was in a bookstore the other day picking up something for a guy, and I just was looking around, and, man, many people have written books about stuff, but when you look at your proven method for over 40 years, that's a lot better investment of 3.5 hours, I think, to come to a half-day class.
You know, it's funny. There's more diet books, self-help books on diet and investing than any other kind. And frankly, you know, that's probably not the best way to do it. You know, one of the things that I think about the investing world and trading world is just like a lot of, you know, if you look at people that are tradesmen or people and, you know, a doctor, you go to school and then you become an intern and then you do your residency, you know, trading's the same way. It's a skill that people learn, and it's really about having a mentorship process, and that's kind of what we really offer at the Academy when it gets down to it.
Right. You know, I think one thing that I was talking with some of the younger folks here at the station today, and we were just talking about how really, I mean, most, you know, kids, their parents that were, you know, let's say if we're in that 50 to 60 range, parents didn't teach us a lot about money, and schools don't teach us a lot about money. So I think, what's a challenge you'd give somebody out there? Hey, if you're in that 40 to 50 range, you think you're doing good, whatever. I mean, again, you don't realize how much money it's going to take to retire, right?
Yeah, and it's not just retirement, too. I mean, people want to live an enriched lifestyle. If you think about it, it feels like people I talk to, wages really haven't kept track with mm-hmm. what things are cost. So, I mean, think of what the housing market's done. Think of the cost of education. Think of the cost of health care. You know, people aren't really keeping up with those expenses. So it's not just retirement. It's I talk to families every day that they kind of feel like they're stuck and they're frustrated that they can't get to where they want to go. And trading and investing might be something that could move them forward. And so I always encourage people to come and kind of check that out at the half-day class and see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact for you.
Do you see any advantage where, or do you have a lot of couples that come together where they kind of want to learn together?
Yeah, you know, and we see a lot of couples that come together. Usually one spouse or the other is interested in trading, the other's there for support, but I think it's always great, if you're in a significant other, to have that person on the same page with you.
Right. Again, we've talked about their instructors a lot of times, but in your opinion, I mean, what do you guys look for in an instructor? I mean, what makes a good teacher like that?
Well, I think the most important thing is, first off, there's certain qualifications they have to have. They have to be a professional trader, number one. However, that's not really enough to be a really good instructor. You have to be able to communicate things to people that are brand new to financial markets, people that are real novices to trading and investing. You have to be able to communicate in a way that they can take that information and apply it themselves to make a meaningful impact on their own trading and investing.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-217-4511. Tell them you'd like to come to this half-day class. During this class, you're going to learn how the Academy anticipates market moves with great degree of accuracy using their patented rule-based strategy. As I mentioned earlier, this is a $500 value, but the tuition is waived. All you have to do is mention Haystack Help Radio. Again, that number is 303-217-4511, and you can check out their website at tradingacademy.com. John, man, another 10 years, we'll be doing this again.
Always.
You guys have helped a lot of people. My mechanic, even, that I've used for probably 15 years, came to the class there and is doing some things with you. And, I mean, he said, man, he goes, it's cool. He goes, because I don't want to make a mistake. And it's not that you won't make a mistake. I don't want to say that. But he said, I want to have people that have already been down that road teaching me.
You know, it's like anything else. It's easiest to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, somebody that's already doing it. And I don't care if your goal is to be a chef or a barber,
right,
or an electrician or a doctor. You want to learn from somebody that knows what they're doing, that can teach you the right way and maybe help you avoid some of the mistakes that they may have made along the way.
Sure. Well, give them a call today. Take advantage of this half-day class, 303-217-4511, tradingacademy.com. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Be sure and check out that website once again, tradingacademy.com, and take advantage of this free half-day class. And we want to thank you for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. That's 303-333-4357. Leave it right here on KLZ 560, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.